It's episode 101 of Unstuck, and today I'm going to share with you what it looks and feels like to be a heart-centered entrepreneur and how we can use these characteristics to our advantage to create impact and success in our business. So stay tuned. I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck, a space for heart-centered entrepreneurs to implement both the inner work and outer strategies required to get unstuck and build the impactful, profitable business of their dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. Happy to be here. Happy to have you here. Always so grateful for all of you tuning in and checking out the show. And this is really the start of a new spin of Unstuck. As I mentioned last week in episode 100, I have made the decision to take a little turn when it comes to the Unstuck podcast and speak directly to business owners, and not just any business owners, but leading into what we're talking about today, heart-centered entrepreneurs. And really, this is just something that has been such a pleasure for me in my own business to talk with you all heart-centered entrepreneurs out there. It's been just such an amazing experience and something I want to do more of, and it seems like the right time in the show to do that and to really make this a show just for you and talking directly to you heart-centered entrepreneurs out there, which means it's the perfect opportunity in the first episode of this new venture, this new direction we're going here, to talk about what that actually means. What does it mean to be a heart-centered entrepreneur? So that's what we're talking about today. I have come up with 11 because it's my favorite number. I'm sure I could come up with probably 20 more characteristics of a heart-centered entrepreneur so that you can connect with these. You will, as I'm going through this list, you will see yourself in these. There will probably be some where you know that that's how you intuitively wish to be, but external environments and things in our lives are causing us to go away from that. And then this is kind of a reminder to come back to that heart-centeredness that you feel intuitively. So that's the goal for this episode. I want to start out, as always, and if this is your first Unstuck episode, you will soon find out that there are things we always do on every episode, one of which is to have a quote from somebody else. Not just me talking about this subject, but somebody else. And today it's from Carl Jung, and it is a quote that says, "Your vision will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakens." And that matches up very nicely with some of these characteristics we're going to talk about today, really all of them, but you'll see this specifically in some of them. So let me say it one more time, just so we can let it sink in. Your vision will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakens. And I think that's actually something, now here I'm just going to go on a little riff here, but I think that's actually something that stops a lot of entrepreneurs from actually even starting their business or taking their business to the next level, is because we're looking outside, we're looking externally to figure out the next step or to figure out our vision, what we want to do, what we want it to look like or be like, or how much money we want to make or how many followers we want to have. And we look to the outside to figure that out. But yet when we can go inside and connect with our own being, connect with our own intuition, and connect with our own heart, that is when the vision comes. That is when, as Carl says, we awaken. We have this inspiration. We have this guide. We have this knowing. And it doesn't really matter what anyone else is doing or saying or thinking. we have been connected internally, and that's what's creating our vision and our next step. So just to kind of go off on a tangent with that, but let's get into this episode and what we're actually going to talk about. A heart-centered entrepreneur, if I were to put a definition on it, which I'm not going to, I don't think this is a defined thing. I think there's a lot of wiggle room and plenty of room for growth and differences between all heart-centered entrepreneurs. But if I were to just put it into one sentence, it would be this. A heart-centered entrepreneur is leading your business with your heart instead of your head, knowing that success, money, and impact will follow. So it's the combination of leading with your heart, yes, and like we talked about just a minute ago, tapping into the intuition and your own inner guidance system to make decisions, things that we're going to talk about here in a minute. But there's the second piece of that, which is instead of your head or instead of your mind, your ego chatter, external forces to determine what your business should look like, should feel like, should do, should be, should have. And then there's the third piece too, just in this one sentence, a third piece, which is that the knowing is there, knowing that success, money, and impact will follow. And that comes with that layer of trust, which we talked about last week, and we talk about a lot here on Unstuck, but it's this ongoing representation here of we need to trust and know that what we want, our desires, will follow when we connect with ourselves. And that is true in life, in business, in relationships, in everything. But as we talk about entrepreneurship here, your business isn't immune to you needing to go within, to you needing to do the inner work, to you being able to find your inner guidance system. And that is what we are going to talk about today, because that is what defines us as heart-centered entrepreneurs. Now, when I say this, I also want you to know before we get into what it is, I'm also going to talk about what it's not, what heart-centered entrepreneurs are not, but I do want to showcase and make sure you all know, especially as you're looking to see if you relate to this or not, that heart-centered entrepreneurs also generally have some underlying limiting beliefs. Now, you may not. You may. It's okay either way, but I do want to showcase these a little bit because what we want to do is be in this space of heart-centeredness because that's who we are and that's the work that we've done, and not because we have stories that are forcing us into this role. So some of these stories would sound like, I can't make money and be of service to others. So I can't do both. I can't have money and do so while I'm being of service, while I'm helping others. Another one, it's selfish or greedy to make lots of money. I just want to help people. I don't need a lot of money. Selling is sleazy. I don't want to be a used car salesman. I don't want to annoy people by contacting them too often. Self-promotion is gross. So these are just a few that I've come up with, and I think obviously there's plenty more, but I want to just recognize that heart-centeredness in your business could also come along with some stories. And those stories will actually keep you from truly connecting to your heart in your business. They will, because though that's mental muck, that's that mental chatter. That's if you are kind of building your business with these stories in mind, that's actually you letting your ego take over, letting your mind take over, and not connecting deeply to your heart. So let's make sure we know the difference. Let's make sure if you are and you do identify as a heart-centered entrepreneur, that you are also working on these stories and seeing if they come up for you, and then doing what you need to do to connect within. And that's one of the main themes of this podcast. So we will do all that work in past episodes and future episodes. It's one of the things we always talk about. So don't worry if you're feeling like you do have some of these stories come up, we will work on letting those go and understanding and realizing your truth. But getting back to today's topic, let's first go over what it doesn't mean to have a heart-centered business or to be a heart-centered entrepreneur. It does not mean that you can't make a healthy profit. It doesn't mean that you have to be scraping by. It doesn't mean that you have to charge lower rates. It doesn't mean that you have to give away your service for free. It doesn't mean that you do discounts all the time. It doesn't mean that you can't have a healthy profit in your business, that you can live comfortably, that you can give to charities, that you can go on trips and have a life of freedom. It doesn't mean any of that. So we need to disconnect this idea that money means I am not heart-centered. Having a healthy profit in my business means I'm not being of service to others, or I'm taking away from others or anything like that. That is a mindset of lack. And that is not a characteristic of a heart-centered entrepreneur. The second thing that it does not mean is that you shouldn't sell or promote your work. You do need to be clear and confident about who you help, how you help them, and why you're the one that can help them. And that does require you doing some self-promotion. That is a normal, beautiful, wonderful thing where you are showcasing how you can help and support someone else. There is nothing sleazy or slimy or weird or gross about it. And especially because you are who you are and you are leading with the right energy, the right intentions, it will come off to nobody, especially not your dream client, that you are being sleazy or pushy or salesy when you simply showcase what you do, how you help people, and why you're the one that can get them there. And that's what it means to promote your work. That's all it means. So if we're using this, sometimes we do, I'm just going to put it out there. Let me just be a little tough on you right now. But if you're using the excuse of being a heart-centered entrepreneur and a heart-centered business as a reason for not promoting yourself, well, then we have a disconnect there. And then you're actually not achieving your mission, which is a big piece of being heart-centered, because you're not helping anybody. You're not helping the amount of people that you can or could help because you don't want to promote yourself. And that's a story. That's our mind taking over and then making it look like we're heart-centered. Okay. Number three, what it does not mean is that you never use strategy or logic in your business. Another big one, there are strategies to business, strategies to marketing, strategies to getting your word out there about what you do, strategies to building an audience, strategies to getting your dream clients in front of you. And these are okay. That's legit. That is something that you need to do in your business. It may look a little different than others who are not leading with their heart in their business. And that's okay. But it is also a case where your business does need strategy. It does need organization. It does need logical things at times, yes. And can we, or how can we, combine that with this overall feeling of using your intuition, of doing the inner work, of being guided with your heart, of waiting for that nudge to make the right decision? And how can we combine that with the strategy and logical things that are required to have a successful business? And this is where I really like to be on the edge of both. I really love talking about both because I love the strategy of business. I think it's super cool. I think it's super fun. I think it works. I think it's fun to see it in action and work. But it's not fun, and I can tell you this from experience, that strategy and logical crap that is business isn't fun when you're not in alignment, when there's a disconnect in yourself or in your business or between the two, then it feels weird and salesy and gross and it doesn't feel good at all. So we start with this inner work, we start with getting in this heart-centered place, and then we find the strategy and the tactics and the tools that fit into this business that we want, that feels good for us, and it's fun. It's super fun. So that's what we do here. Do a little bit of both on Unstuck and in Unstuck Entrepreneur. Find the edge of both. All right, now let's get into these heart-centered entrepreneur characteristics, how you can know if you are or are not a heart-centered entrepreneur. And if you're not, that is totally cool. There is nothing wrong with it, you wanting to be more logical, practical, externally motivated. That's totally fine. But you just may not connect with a whole lot of things that we have to talk about here on Unstuck. So just be aware of that. But I think majority of you are going to find that this is how you want to lead your business and your life and all of the things. And this is what feels good. This is what you want to connect with and make a priority for yourself as you become and step into the entrepreneur that you want to be. So let's go over these. Number one, a heart-centered entrepreneur leads with their heart and follows their own path for business instead of someone else's path. So this really goes into not doing what you're doing just because someone else is doing it and having the success that you want while they're doing it. So then that must be the way, and there's only one way to a business that looks like that and performs like that and does that and helps that many people and all that stuff. So then you build basically someone else's business, obviously externally motivated here. And then you expect those results from someone else's heart-centered business that they've created from a place of being very connected and intuitive with their business. And then you just follow their path. And guess what? That success is not going to happen to you, because you went with the external factors instead of internal. So as a heart-centered entrepreneur, we lead with our heart and you follow your own path. And that path doesn't look like anybody else's. There is no one out there that has a business that looks just like yours, that went through the same exact steps that you did. And that's a great thing. And that's really where we can often get into this place, especially in these days, I feel, and especially with a service-based business, where we talk ourselves out of our business because, quote unquote, someone's already doing it. But if you're focused on going inside and leading with your heart and your intuition to build your business and what feels really good, that energetic expression and how you got there is completely different than anybody else's. And you will never create a business that does the same thing or helps the same people, because it's your business and it's your energetic expression built into your business. So then we don't have to worry about that. So the only time when you really have to worry about that is when you literally copy someone else's business and then try to make it your own. And good luck. It's not going to go well. Definitely not going to go well. And there are people that absolutely do this. So this is not something I'm just making up. People do it and it does not work ever. All right. Number two, moving on. A heart-centered entrepreneur seeks to help, support, guide, and be of service to others and is committed to doing work that matters. I think if you asked just anybody on the street. I mean, maybe not on the street. I don't know how well that would go. But people that are in the businessy space, what they think it means to be a heart-centered entrepreneur, I think this is what most people would say. A heart-centered entrepreneur is committed to doing work that matters. Absolutely. I think that's the most common, most obvious thing that you would get, even if you didn't know all this other stuff we're going to talk about. And I agree that it's the most important thing for sure, that you, being in a service-based business, being in a heart-centered space within, you have this desire, this passion, this mission to help someone else, and probably to help more than one person, maybe to help a whole group of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people, millions of people. But that is what you know to be your desire, your passion, your purpose here is to support, to guide, to help, and be of service to others. And that is a really beautiful, wonderful thing. And I think it seems like, well, clearly everyone should be out to do that, right? Like, that's what I think, because I am so heart-centered. And before I was even like had a job of any kind, I still had that purpose, that mission to help others. It's just been innate within me my entire life. And so it's hard for me to realize that that isn't necessarily a goal for people. So again, something that is unique to us and something we should celebrate and work towards and actually commit to doing. And gosh, it's like, if this is just our thing and you just want to help someone, then why the heck are you waiting? If you want to help someone, why are you waiting? There is someone out there that needs your help. So you don't need a perfect business. You don't need a perfect website. You don't need a perfect email list. You don't need all this stuff. You just need to commit to it and do it and letting your mind get in the way. That's the only thing stopping you from helping someone else right now. This is where I'm getting worked up. I'm just so into this stuff, as you can tell. So I'm getting hot, but it's important to share. All right, moving on to number three. A heart-centered entrepreneur knows that what she does makes an impact in the lives of others and confidently shares her work so others can get the help they need. This goes along with number two. You know that this is your passion, your purpose, your mission here. And you're not going to let anything stop you from making that impact. You're committed and you're confident about it. So you're confidently sharing your work because you know it's helping others. So you don't need to worry about all the people that might judge you, or what if it's not perfect, or what about all those likes I'm not going to get? Nobody liked this post. Nobody commented on that post. I didn't get that many people to open my email this time. You don't care because someone did. And the person that did, the person that liked, the person that read, the person that commented or saved it for later, or shared it with their friend, they needed it. And you just helped someone. And that's what matters. So you can be confident in that and spread your light. Share your message. Okay. This list is really getting me fired up, people. All right, let's keep going. Number four, a heart-centered entrepreneur makes their own alignment a top priority. This is something I just had this perfect example of this morning. This is the first thing I've done for work all day, and it's almost noon because I was coming off the weekend. And by the way, all weekend, I didn't work at all. And I don't even know where my phone was most of the time. I'm in this new space of life where I just want to be like free. It's a very interesting feeling. And so didn't really spend time working or anything. And then I still spent this morning getting into my own alignment before I came to record this episode. So let's see. I made my coffee. I read a little bit from I'm actually rereading right now, Light is the New Black, which is a really great book. If you're kind of know yourself to be a light worker, then that's a really great book. So reread a passage of that And then I meditated, and then I had breakfast, and then I spent like an hour and a half with my dogs in the forest. So I got myself into alignment first, and that is always my top priority, because I knew if I went straight from making my coffee, maybe getting some breakfast, to going to my computer, it wasn't going to be a good day. I just intuitively know that about myself. And some days I'm ready to go. Like, I am inspired. I know what I want to do. I just really want to get to working, and I will grab a coffee and I'll get to working. And then I save my alignment time if, you know, I need a break, or at night I'll do my alignment time, you know, after I've been kind of energized all day, I'll do a little more calming type alignment. But it's important. And it's like this, you know, we talk about self-care so much in our lives, and like what we can do to incorporate self-care for a more health and wellness aspect. But your business needs your self-care too. So you have to make your own alignment, your own energy, a top priority. You need to protect your energy. You need to create boundaries for yourself, and you need to enjoy your life. You need to do things outside of your business that make you feel alive and excited and inspired, whether it's a hobby, whether it's exercise, meditation. Of course, I recommend all these things for everybody. This is not an optional thing in my book, but you're having these things outside of your business that bring you into alignment, and you carry that energy to your work when you're sitting down at your computer, whatever you're doing, or with clients, and it shows. And you can feel it, and your clients can feel it, and the people that may or may not buy from you can feel it. And guess what's going to make their decision? That energy, your alignment. So we have to make our own alignment a top priority. And when you and your business are in alignment, well then, my friend, you are unstoppable. Okay, number five, the heart-centered entrepreneur trusts in the process, takes aligned action, and allows the next steps to unfold without worrying or overthinking. Is this the hardest one? At least for me, yes. Yes, it is something I'm always working on, and that's the reason why I journal most of the time, is to get back into this place of trust and alignment, and then figure out my action steps from there. And, you know, when I, the journaling for me allows my mind, that chatter that is what is causing the overthinking and worrying, the ego chatter, it allows that to take a back seat. So I meditate and I journal, and then I can come at it from this aligned perspective, from my internal guidance. And that is when I find this place of trust and knowing and what my next step is. And even if I don't know, like, yeah, I want to do this, this, and this in my business, if I don't find that, if I don't feel that, I at least have that trust that it will come. So I don't feel like I have to have this amazing idea every day in my business. But I will say that because I do this and I have this exercise and I can get back to this alignment and this place of trust, I have almost too many ideas at this point. It's like a little much. Like, I have to be able to decipher what I want to work on now versus later. But it's true. You often find if you're in this place where you are not having ideas or not making decisions well or not knowing which path to go, are you truly embodying this place of trust and allowing the next steps to unfold? Or are you overthinking it? Are you letting your mind take over? And you'll know, if you've been in that place where you've had one and the other, then you know the difference. And if you haven't, then that probably means your mind has been taking over, and we need some more time to step away, to get into alignment, meditate, get your mind calm, have that conscious mind take a backseat, which we can do through meditation, hypnosis, things like that, and then see what comes up for you. Especially when you're, you know, with that intention of it being about your business and the next step for you. Number six, the heart-centered entrepreneur uses their inner guidance to make decisions and doesn't need external validation or answers. So the heart-centered entrepreneur knows that all the answers are already within. So you don't need to go externally to any other source to be like, well, are they doing this or this? Should I do this or this? Does this make more sense or this make more sense? All those answers are already within you. And when you know that, then you know if I need to make a decision, I need to go inward. I need to do my little alignment party to get to that place where I can find my inner guidance. And it may not be that second. You may have to wait a little bit. And if you're impatient in your business, that's not going to work in your favor because you're going to end up making tons of wrong decisions. Been there, done that. But can you take a step back, use your inner guidance, and go from there? Number seven, the heart-centered entrepreneur shows up authentically, passionately, and energetically for her business and the people she seeks to serve. So this goes back to that overthinking, I think, a little bit, because what I see in my clients is this lack of being able to, I don't know how to better say that, so just go with me, this lack of being able to show up and especially show up authentically and passionately and energetically, because the ego voice has gotten in the way to talk about all the things that need to happen on your Instagram post, all the likes you need to get, all the things that need to happen in your email newsletter, all the things you need to post on Facebook or TikTok, and you need to be on Clubhouse, and you need to do this, and you need to do that, and it has to look a certain way. Like, there's just so much noise coming in when it comes to promoting your business, sharing your message, showing up, that it gets in our head and then we are unable to be and show up as the person we actually are. And guess what connects you and your dream clients? You being you. That is when you will call in and attract your dream clients, the people that you will love working with and the people that will love working with you. It's when you are authentically you. And the noise, all that crap out there about what it needs to look like and be like and sound like and smell like, we'll go with that, when it comes to Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Clubhouse and TikTok and your email list and your website and all these things that we have to do, like we do have to do in our business. I mean, you don't have to do all the social medias, definitely don't, but you have to pick one and you have to have a website at some point. You don't need to have one right away. I know exactly how to build a business without a website, and I will teach you that for sure if you stick around. So you don't need that stuff, but you will eventually, but you don't need the noise. You don't need the noise. So come back home, come back within, and use that to determine what your clients want to hear, what your audience needs to hear, and go from there. And that is when you show up authentically and passionately and energetically. Number eight, the heart-centered entrepreneur chooses flow over force. Oof. So good. That's all we need to say. I can be done right here, right now. Chooses flow over force. Come back to this often. Are you forcing or are you flowing? You will know. You don't need anyone. You don't need me to tell you what that is. I think we all know what it feels like, what it looks like when we're forcing, especially in our business, and what it feels like when we're flowing. And flowing, just as a reminder, doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. It doesn't mean that you're not promoting yourself. It doesn't mean that you're not selling. It doesn't mean any of that. It is how it feels. And when we come from a place of flow, then you are excited to share what you have to offer because you get to help people. because that means someone has found their guide, and that's you. So there's a difference between flow and your ego voice getting in the way of you doing anything, and so you just sit and stall and let that chatter take over. But can you find flow over force? You're going with the current. If we're in this raft going down a river, we're just flowing with that current. We're just letting it take us wherever we're supposed to go. When we're forcing, we are trying to paddle our way upstream. That raft, we're in the middle of the raft. We now put our body in the little hole of the raft, and we're like trying to swim upstream instead of sitting on the raft, having a drink, and just flowing. Feels a lot better that way, right? We can do that in our business too. Number 9, the heart-centered entrepreneur cares about her customers and seeks to build high-quality relationships with everyone they serve. So your clients, your customers, the people that are, whether they pay you or not, but the people that are following along with what you have to offer with your work, you see them as more than a number, more than a dollar sign, more than someone that could potentially sign up one day, and you are really focused intentionally on building a high quality relationship with them. So I always like to put it as like, focus on making friends, not gaining followers. And when you focus on that and you really get to know people, and if someone comes into your DMs and has a question and you spend time having a conversation with them, or you send out an email newsletter and you really make it very just like a chat with a friend. And that's what I teach in Unstuck Entrepreneur. That's what we learn how to do, is not create these stuffy newsletters that nobody reads, but to actually get to a point where people want to read what we have to say when we send our newsletters, because we're just being us. And we're talking to them like they're human, like we know them, like we get them. And then guess what happens? They do and will work with you. But we cannot see them as a number and only focus on that and get so focused on those numbers that we forget to build those high quality relationships. So everyone you serve, whether it's someone on your newsletter list, someone that listens to your podcast, someone that slides in your DMs, or someone that pays you as an actual client, you're focused on building those high quality relationships. Number 10, the heart-centered entrepreneur is guided by their own unique definition of success beyond traditional business metrics. Not to say that you should not and cannot have traditional business metrics in your business, like the amount of money you want to make, the amount of customers you want to have, the amount of clients you want to have. Those things are fine. Totally fine. And you should have those in your business. It's a really great way to know how you're doing, to know how much growth you are or are not experiencing, to know, I mean, it's okay to make money. So to have these goals about how much money you want to make, that is expected to have a business. Absolutely. But what we want to talk about is what is guiding us. What is guiding us? You are being guided by your own unique definition of success, what success looks like to you, which is different than anyone else's definition of success. You have your own idea, and it is not how it looks, it's how it feels. So what would be happening in your business for you to feel successful? For me, my number one thing is not money. My number one thing is freedom. Like I said this morning, to be able to not even start working till noon because I had other stuff I wanted to do. I wanted to get into alignment. I wanted to get to a certain place where I felt really good so I could record this episode. And to be able to do that was really important to me. To be able to not work for someone else was very, 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 very important to me. And these were my guiding factors, and it's still my guiding factors. And it's how I know I'm on the right path and I have reached success on my terms is when I'm able to do these things and feel this way. And yes, again, Let me just have the money talk again. Totally normal and expected for you to have money goals. Money is also something, financial freedom is also something that was really important to me when I started my business and is something that I continue to find important in my definition of success. And I continue to focus on building in my business. And I continue to have that financial freedom in my business because it's a priority. And I've used that as my guiding light along with all of this. And as I've done more and more and more of this type of heart-centeredness and applied it into my business, I just find that much more and more and more financial freedom. Number 11, the last one. Although I said there could be so many more. I just stopped myself at my favorite numbers, basically what happened. The heart-centered entrepreneur doesn't let anything get in the way of their mission, their dreams, and the impact they can make on others' lives. Now, that anything that would be getting in the way, that anything in the sentence could be external factors, having other people give you their opinion, their two cents about what you should be doing and shouldn't be doing, or your Instagram accounts, or your, you know, just these external validation things that we think matter could be getting in the way, making you second guess what you're doing if you're not heart-centered. And that mental chatter very often gets in the way of entrepreneurs going after their dreams, responding to their mission and passion and purpose, and then not making the impact that they could make on someone else's life, all because of those stories, that little voice in our head that says we can't do it, we're not good enough, we're not ready, it's not the right time, you need more experience. You're clearly not good at this because your Instagram account isn't growing. You're not getting the amount of likes you should. This person's doing it better. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. So the heart-centered entrepreneur knows that that is just mental chatter and that they can think differently. They can choose a different truth. And so it's not letting anything get in the way of what you're meant to be doing. So that is the list. I hope that you see yourself in some of these and maybe see some opportunities for yourself. And like I said, if this just isn't kind of your deal, there are plenty of entrepreneurs out there that this isn't how they want to operate their business. And maybe that's not you. But if this sounds like you and you can see yourself in some of these and you want to start incorporating more of this into how you approach your business, well, then you're in the right place. But I do want to just make sure that you guys know that you can use and should be using this to your advantage. Your customers and clients can feel and see and know that this is how you operate your business and this is where your energy lies. And so use that to your advantage. You are calling in the right people by showing up as this heart-centered person instead of trying to make it look like you are this more like masculine, energized business that does all this perfect strategy and everything is perfect and you have this and this going before you even start your business and you never make mistakes and you're kind of robotic. Like that's what I really think about. It's like heart-centered business or robotic business. And you're in that place, then people sense that too. And I am assuming if you're still here listening to this episode, you want to also call in clients and customers that also lead with their heart, or at least want to learn more about how to do that. Maybe that's your business model as you're teaching that, but you are going to connect with the right people when you use this energy, I mean, this alignment that you have found for your business to your advantage. And so I want you to know that this is a really great space to be, a really great place to be, a really great energy to be expressing. And I believe I'll go back to what I said at the beginning when I just had this if I had to make a definition up about what we're going to talk about today, this is what I wrote down. It's leading your business with your heart instead of your head, knowing that success, money, and impact will follow. And going back to this, now seeing everything that this all entails, I hope you can see that, yeah, if I do take this and make all of these the priority in my business and how I approach my business, I could see that impact and that success come to me without the force, the hustle, the grind, the feeling weird and sleazy and salesy, because you don't need it. So I hope you can see and make that connection of how one could roll into the other. I want to just, I think for your homework, I want to, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to create this list. I'm going to put this whole list into like a really beautiful PDF. I mean, I don't know how beautiful it'll be because I only have a certain amount of capacity to design things, but a really nice PDF for you to where, first of all, you can print it out and keep it handy and see, kind of go through the list and do a little bit of a analysis, if you will, on your own business and your own energy right now and see where you're excelling and maybe where you can start building in a deeper heart-centered practice into your business and really finding that space that works well for you. So first I want you to do that, but then also keep it around and have it somewhere where you can refer back to, have it somewhere in your office or at your desk or wherever you work on your business. And I really like the physical paper too. I think that's really important. I think anything on our electronics, it often can just become background and then we don't even look at it or realize it's there or we forget to pull it up with all of our other stuff. But when it's just sitting on your desk or in your drawer or hanging up on your refrigerator or anything like that, then we can refer to it a little more often. It becomes more of something that we remember to look at. So print it out and keep it handy, but then also do your little analysis and see where you can connect more, where you, maybe you've been a little disconnected in your business, and how you can embody this even more. And how do you want to show up in your business, and is it currently happening? These are things we have to get really into. So if you want access to this whole list in printable form where you can go through it for yourself and keep it handy for your reminders, head to seanminer.com/episode101. That's seanminer.com/episode and then the numbers 101, and it will be there for you to download. All right, I will leave it there for today. Thank you everyone so much who has stuck around, all of you entrepreneurs or, and when I say this and everything I talk about, I just want to break in and let you know this. Everything I talk about when it comes to business, this is important for you if you have a business, if you don't have a business yet, if your business is coming up someday and you're just kind of a wannabe entrepreneur, you're just kind of learning the ropes, this stuff is so important to learn right now. So any stage of entrepreneurship, make sure you stick around for more episodes of Unstuck. I'm so happy to have you all here. I am so excited to start really diving in and really talking about everything business with you guys. It was something that I wanted to do for so long, and I felt like I was torn in wanting to keep it more general for the people that were sticking around and listening to Unstuck that weren't entrepreneurs. And I felt really torn, and there's been some disconnect in my own business because of that. So to follow my heart, I'm just totally having all of these connections that this was a heart-centered thing that I did when I made a little pivot here on the show. I followed my heart and my intuition, and I'm super, super excited to be chatting with you all about this kind of stuff. There's so many more amazing episodes to come, so make sure you stay tuned. And really, the biggest, bestest, most amazing thing that you could do for this show right now, and really for other heart-centered entrepreneurs out there, is to share this show. If you know of anyone who has a business or has a dream of having a business and wants to do it in this way that feels more aligned and impactful instead of forced and robotic, please send them this episode. Please send them my way. I would love to connect with all of you. And we'll create this little community here where we all just get it. and we know there's another way to do business, and that's what we're interested in doing together. So thank you all so much. Please let me know what you think of the show. Make sure to send me a message if you're an entrepreneur. At Unstuck Entrepreneur is my Instagram handle. I check my DMs all the time and I love to connect with people there. So make sure to send me a message. Let me know if there's an episode you'd like to see coming up and a topic or anything I can share with you all. Happy to do that and take suggestions, but make sure to connect with me over there at Unstuck Entrepreneur. And I will be back next week with another new episode. Until then, take care. If you're like most of my clients, you followed your passion for health, got your certifications, did the trainings, and now you're excited to have your very own thriving, impactful wellness business. But how do you actually do that? It's a common position to be in, especially in the wellness space, because no one teaches you this whole business thing along the way. This trend is exactly why I'm here, a passionate nutritionist turned business coach for wellness professionals, because I'm done seeing wellness practitioners continue to play small in their business simply because they don't know the right steps to take. If you're like most wellness pros out there with a dream to start their own impactful, freedom-filled business, you've probably spent hours trying to build your website, figure out what the heck to post on social media, and taking all the courses to try to get confident in what you're doing. Or maybe just the thought of all that sends you into a puddle of stress and overwhelm. Good news, you don't need a perfect website, a killer Instagram strategy, or to be an expert to have an impactful and successful business. What you do need is a plan. The Wellness Business Blueprint is the jumpstart you need to plan, prepare, and execute on your passion for helping others without that sinking feeling of overwhelm. Because this isn't like the other stuffy, boring business plans out there. The Wellness Business Blueprint is centered around you. What feels good to you? What's right for your business, your dreams, and your lifestyle? What keeps you in alignment and your energy flowing? What allows you to stay sane and stress-free and excited in your business? Because building your dream wellness business starts with a plan that works for you. This free 15-page printable workbook will take you through my signature Flow and Grow business framework so you can create your own business vision while gaining clarity, structure, and a solid plan to move forward. Download it today and get started on your business blueprint. Head to seanminer.com/WBB, that stands for Wellness Business Blueprint, and get started building your dream wellness business today. Again, that's seanminer.com/WBB.